Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 10th August 2022. Top stories for today. The former Navy Commander Tan Sri Ahmad Kamaruzaman Ahmad Badaruddin said the launching and naming of a warship before it is fully completed is a tradition and practice of the Royal Malaysian Navy for a long time. Kamaruzaman has rubbished claims that the 2017 launch event for the multi-billion ringgit littoral combat ship project was intended to deceive the public, as the ship was not fully completed at the time. Former workers at Malaysian rubber glove maker Brightway Holdings filed a lawsuit in the US against Kimberly-Clark Corporation and Ansell Limited. According to the complaint seen by Reuters, the migrant workers are accusing Kimberly-Clark and Ansell of knowingly profiting from the alleged use of forced labour at the supplier. As of midnight Tuesday, Malaysia identified a total of 3,083 new COVID-19 infections. Based on the data from the COVID Now portal, Kuala Lumpur registered the highest with 773 cases. According to the Health Ministry, there were 4,229 new recoveries reported. The country recorded another 12 COVID-related deaths, with 3 confirmed as brought in dead yesterday. On the international front, Russian shelling has killed at least 13 people in Ukraine's central Dnipropetrovsk region. Meanwhile, European Union member states will not be allowed to import any more coal from Russia after the transitional period for the bloc's embargo ends today by midnight. South Korea's record rainfall floods major roads, metro stations and homes, with at least 9 people killed and 7 others missing. More than 600 people have been affected, with many forced to leave their homes. And the former Sri Lankan president Gotabaya Rajapaksa, who secretly fled the country to Singapore on July 13, is expected to arrive in Thailand on Thursday. The ousted president is expected to leave Singapore and go to Bangkok, seeking temporary shelter in a second Southeast Asian country. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.